inspire greatly many persons with you, which might hinder in letting you at your game. And then you can serve God devoutly by earnestly saying your customary prayers. And thus doing, you will eschew and avoid many vices, such as idleness, which is the principal cause to induce man to many other vices, as is right well known. Also, you must not be too greedy in catching your said game, as taking too much at one time, which you may easily do if you do in every point as this present treatise shows you in every point, which could easily be the occasion of destroying your own sport, and other men's also. And when you have a sufficient mess, you should covet no more as at that time. Also, you shall help yourself to nourish the game in all that you may, and to destroy all such things as are devourers of it. And all those that do as this rule shall have the blessing of God and St. Peter, which he grants them that which his precious blood he bought. And so that this present treatise should not come into the hands of every idle person who would desire it if it were printed alone by itself and put in a little pamphlet, therefore I have compiled it in a greater volume of diverse books concerning gentle and noble men, to the end that the aforesaid idle persons, which should have but little measure in the said sport of fishing, should not by this means utterly destroy it. Over the many centuries that separate the treatise author's time from ours, self-appointed angling authorities on two continents have occasionally tried to add